This week, the work of a mobile group of electronic reconnaissance and warfare of the armed forces of the Russian Federation was observed in the temporarily occupied territories of the south of Ukraine. While such groups were working, the mobile communication of Ukrainian operators disappeared at each specific location within a radius of 1 kilometer, and the ability to view Ukrainian sites on the internet was blocked. After a group moved from location, access to Ukrainian sites was restored. The main task of these groups is to find pro-Ukrainian people and members of their families, the Chief Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine informs. In turn, in the temporarily occupied Starobilska, Luhansk region, the occupation authorities conduct an inventory of the equipment of local agricultural companies. The Russists explain that the ultimate goal of these actions is to create a new agricultural enterprise based on the principle of collective farming. Former employees are told that if they return to work, their salary will not exceed rub 10,000, less than 5,000 Ukrainian hryvnias. Those who agree to such terms must return to work by June and acquire Russian citizenship by September. By the way, few want to get a Russian passport in the temporarily occupied territories. Therefore, for example, the occupation administration of Berdyansk specifically creates queues for local centers of administrative services. This is done in order to create a picture of the alleged desire of locals to obtain Russian passports for Russian TV. Citizens who do not agree to stand in line are sent to public works. Natalia Tolib.